When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 342 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm super tired. Oh, also Katie.
Me too.
First name super, last name tired.
This middle name, can't say it on the pod.
Oh! this is a great day to be a sponsor.
It really is.
This episode is sponsored by Sam Gartley.
Our official Discord cheesemonger.
Cheese.
An ice cream maker.
Thank you. So much, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
We love you, Sam.
We love you. So, my friends, today we will be discussing part two of chapter 14 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, The Thief. So make sure that you have read the chapter and you're ready to prickle your way through the details.
Prickle?
Because of the scar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
I thought it was because of Ron's mood.
I mean, he is quite prickly.
Very cantankerous.
Oh, I was thinking about pickles, too.
Oh,
I love pickles.
I could go for a good pickle.
Could you?
No.
It's time for the recap.
Oh, you want classic. Nice.
Pickle Rick.
Oof, Ron got splinched.
Mm.
Just as they're trying to apparate back to Grimmauld Place, Hermione takes them to the spot where the Quidditch World Cup was held, and she manages to heal Ron with Essence of Dittany.
Mm.
Just enough so he'll be okay, and they put up protective spells around their campsite, and they each take a turn trying to open the locket, but no dice.
No dice?
No dice.
Nope.
All right. Is everybody really happy to be camping?
Dick's Sporting Goods commercial. That's what my dad always called it.
We're on the uphill, though, right now, honestly, with this book, I feel like, and we're reaching the top.
Yeah.
Because then once all this adventure Ron gone stuff happens, then it's like.
Right.
Ron
gone.
It's
like smooth sailing to the Battle of Hogwarts.
Yep. To the sad times. Not that these aren't sad. Anyways. So. Hermione suggests that they should take turns to keep watch outside of the tent.
Was your hand in the air? Just to scratch my head. Sorry. I had an itch.
I had an itch. Now I got bit. All right. So this is smart. It gives the others an opportunity to rest. Obviously, like, Ron needs this. Ron actually attempts to get up to, like, help. And they quickly shut
your butt down.
Honestly. Like,
for real, though. Although, I will say, like, being in any sort of prone position like that, you, like, don't want to be.
Yeah.
So you just want to, like, go and do. And it's, like, you need to force yourself to chill.
Yeah.
Yep. Sucks.
But it is, like, a change in him. That we're seeing, because when would Ron before get up and take an initiative really like this?
True.
He's a kept man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that does show a good change, a positive change. But by the end of this, he's just a butthead.
That's one way to put it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Ron.
We've got the protective spells around, and then Hermione sets up the sneakoscope so they can attempt to relax a little bit, because luckily for them, this one is, like, quality. It works. It's all good.
It's not in Vernon's old socks anymore.
It is not.
Good. Freedom.
By the evening, they're all feeling very hungry and exhausted. They had no food packed because they thought they were going to be going back to Grimald Place. So all they had to eat were some mushrooms that Hermione had found and tried to cook.
Blech.
And apparently they were pretty gross.
Obviously, Megan, none of them are Hufflepuffs.
Would not like them. I love a good mushroom, but I don't think they have.
They just have
what I need to cook them right.
Specific taste.
Yeah, mushroom.
That I can't get over.
Yes. Tastes like fungi.
I had some of the best mushrooms in my breakfasts in Ireland, and that's where I found out that James loves them.
Oh.
And he would call them mushrooms.
What an adventurous little kid.
More mushroom. I'm like, yes, absolutely, my friend.
He that's crushed cute. Those mushrooms. I don't hate them, but they're on the bottom of the list of food for me.
I can understand that. So Harry is really on edge. He keeps hearing sounds that are like most likely to be animals, but he's keeping his wand held tight and at the ready. And it's his turn to watch the front tent entrance. He's thinking about everything that had been leading up to this point for weeks, pretty much years at this point. And now everything is like halted. And he feels hopeless. So remember, at this moment, they have decided to wear the Horcrux. Stupid, by the way. That's dumb.
Yep.
I don't know why Hermione wasn't like,
it's probably a bad idea.
I understand we want to keep this safe.
Yeah.
There are other ways.
Yeah, there's got to be some.
But like, we have to think about the other risks. Like, why couldn't Harry put it in his, like,
yeah,
moke skin pouch or something?
Beaded bag.
Yeah. I don't know.
Something.
Hanny. I don't know. At least when they're at the tent.
Right. Yeah.
Like when keep it close. Keep right. it close. But why are we wearing it? I can understand when traveling. I don't know. Maybe they were just so freaked out that they didn't want to lose it, that they were like, we got to wear it all the time. But like, that's an evil object that you're just toting around your neck.
I'd rather it be like wrapped around my hand.
Yeah.
Than close to my heart. I feel like that's like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it has that nothing just, to do with
I feel
it,
like but. That's definitely purposeful in the writing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So he's normal Harry on edge, right? Horcrux wearing Harry over the top on edge. And quote, there were other Horcruxes out there somewhere, but he did not have the faintest idea where they could be. He did not even know what all of them were. Meanwhile, he was at a loss to know how to destroy the only one that they had found, the Horcrux that currently lay against the bare flesh of his chest. Like, at least put a shirt in between.
Especially because, I don't know if it's now or later, like, it doesn't, oh, you're about to say it, it doesn't get warm.
No, it does not.
No, thank you.
Blech.
No.
Exactly. But honestly, like, I saw the movies and I saw that shirt he had on in every single film that never changed with the little dark collar,
mm-hmm.
light blue.
Yep.
What are we doing? I know you got that t-shirt on, Harry.
Literally.
So curiously, it had not taken heat from his body, but lay so cold against his skin, it just might have emerged from icy water.
No.
Foreshadowing.
Oh,
nice. Tiffany.
Thank you. I did write this.
It's for you.
From time to time, Harry thought or perhaps imagined that he could feel the tiny heartbeat ticking irregularly alongside his own. It's creepy. It's disturbing. It's blech. Gross, especially when you like think whose soul piece is right in there.
Yep.
Oh, man. If you were playing Horcrux Monopoly, which piece would you be?
The dog.
No, it's got to be a horse.
Oh, I thought you meant a Monopoly piece.
You said it so fast.
The dog.
The dog. I was like, the thimble or the dog?
Oh, my God. Why the thimble?
Yeah.
It's just one of the first ones that I could think of.
You know, fair, because that one, like, it's easy to move around. It's a good one. There's one that falls over all the time. I can't remember.
There's also an iron.
I like the iron.
Who comes up with this?
Oh, wheelbarrow.
Oh, that's the one I hate. It always falls over.
There's also a car, right?
I don't know.
There's a car.
For a while, there was a cat.
I mean, you have the internet right there.
For a while, they had a cat.
Monopoly pieces. What are the classics?
Michigan McKenna said, she said dog with the same confidence as cat food.
But the difference is I was actually paying attention to what Tiffany was saying this time.
You were.
Okay, so we're supposed to pick a Horcrux.
Yeah. It's Horcrux Monopoly.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go the cup because that would be a really good thing to move around on
a
game
board.
That's
the one I was going to pick. Let me think. I'll do Snakey because she could be, like, all coiled.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know? Which Horcrux do you want to play Monopoly with?
Wait, what did you guys pick? I was looking at pieces and got really into lore.
Snake. There's Monopoly lore?
There's why those pieces? Early pieces, wartime pieces, immediate post-war pieces, special playing pieces.
Well, and then there was a limited
anniversary.
There was a limited edition anniversary piece that was a cat.
Yeah.
My God.
There's also a shoe. That one's terrible.
I don't like that one.
Oh, the shoe. The boot. It's like
a hat. A cannon, a battleship.
A hat. That's right.
This
like a top hat.
Old. Yeah, top hat. 1935.
There's Parmaopoly.
No, thank you. I have Animal Crossing Monopoly.
Oh, that's cute.
We had Kentopoly before.
I don't like
but
Monopoly.
But it was bad because it was all just ads.
It was like ads. It wasn't even like cool stuff.
I thought my mom, Marty, and my brother-in-law Andy were gonna like throw down one New Year's Eve when they were playing Monopoly. Like it gets intense.
It's
so intense.
My mom is like cool little cucumber. She's a bit of a hothead. She is an Aries. She'll be like, I don't go by that, but she's a hothead like me. But around other people, she's very like level.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was gonna shred those boys. She was like, no, you can't do all that. And she like snatched money back out of Marty's hand.
That's amazing.
And he's like 3 million times her size.
Now I want to play Animal Crossing Monopoly.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we haven't played it yet. I bought it for you for Christmas this past Christmas and we haven't played it yet.
Well, Merry Christmas. That's how it feels when you left my sticker at the bottom of these steps.
Oh my God.
Did it fall?
It has to have fallen.
No, she
fallen.
Threw it. Are.
Oh my God.
She went from the top of the stairs and flicked it like a football game.
Carrie, we can always use more players. You're more than welcome to come play Monopoly. Maybe we could play Monopoly on our movie Lego night.
Yeah, I will not play Monopoly.
Because it takes too long?
It takes too long and I like literally hate it. And I also don't really remember how to play.
I don't either.
And I black out during people explaining new games to me.
Man,
it's hard.
I hate it.
Like, when I play I'm brutal.
You don't say.
What did you say?
Real quick. Janine said Monopoly causing family problems since the war. What did you say when we were playing Parcheesi?
I like Clue.
You said.
Oh, that's cute.
Something about like you don't do anything illegally. You don't do anything against the rules.
I don't do anything against the rules, but I definitely play dirty.
Yeah. She'll literally like.
Like I will use the rules to the max of their ability.
Look at this color.
Green. To. F you up.
Are we surprised?
Like Brandon, we played Parcheesi and Brandon sent one of my people home and I was after him the whole night. I was like, oh, you've done it. You're dead. And I sent him back like 5 times. Anytime I could get Brandon, I did.
You're so mean.
She like went out of her way.
And then I like blocked him. It was so great. Anyway, yeah, that's how I play.
Yeah, what's your piece? What'd you say? Did you say it?
I didn't, but okay. I saw Mia say it. I'll pick Harry.
Okay, that's a good one. He's all right.
Sure. That's okay. Sure.
He's a Pink lady apple.
Mm-hmm. We both share some anxieties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's got some intrusive thoughts, too. Is that up your alley?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so he has many an intrusive thought that come popping into his mind, and he tries his best to resist them.
Good luck.
Can't. Talking to himself, telling himself things. The Horcrux is not helping him at this point. And it seems like Harry has to, like, sit there and try to, like, master his own fear and exhaustion. The Horcrux on his chest seems to him like it's ticking away the time that he has left. He thought, stupid idea, he told himself, don't think that. I love this moment. I know that sounds weird, but bear with me. This is also a connection to the very end of the book when he thinks something similar. His heart feels like it's about to burst out of his chest as he's walking back into the Forbidden Forest, and it's trying to get as many beats as it can on his way to walking to his own death.
That's right.
You're welcome. Thanks for bringing that down. Yowie.
Well, back to prickling. Harry's scar was starting to prickle again. And I wonder, do you think that it makes it easier for him to connect when he's wearing the Horcrux?
Oh, like an antenna?
Yeah.
I think he mentions, I don't know if it's in this chapter or another one, but it is worse.
Yeah.
When he's wearing it.
Yeah. So, it feels like the prickle's a phone call.
Literally. I mean, that is kind of, yeah, it's kind of what happens, because, like, he starts to feel it prickle, and he can, like, tell the direction of his thoughts are causing it to do that.
Yeah.
Which, like, I guess is kind of a direct effect of the Horcrux, you know what I mean? So, so he tries to, like, change what he's thinking about, and he thinks about Creature and how he's sad that Yaxley showed up instead of them, and he wondered if Creature would stay silent. And then, trigger warning, he wonders if they're going to torture Creature, and he feels sick over it. And he's like, I think that we made a good relationship over the past month, and, like, he doesn't, he feels bad for Creature, because he's like,
yeah.
I don't know what he's gotten himself into right now, you know, and, like, there's no way for him to know, because him and Hermione decided that it wasn't worth it to try and summon him, because, like, what if the elf apparition has some sort of trace on it? Like, is it being watched by the ministry at all? There's just, like, too many unknowns there that make it worth it to, like, summon him. So his scar was burning, and he's thinking to himself that Remus was right, that they're encountering magic that they've never seen or heard of before. And the big question in Harry's mind, like, this whole time is, why hadn't Dumbledore explained more? Like, obviously he thought that he had more time.
Right.
And then Harry goes into, like, well, Snape made sure he didn't, and he calls him a snake, and, you know. Little does he know.
What?
Dumbledore knew.
It was all planned.
And he was dying.
It was a ruse.
It was a ruse.
A mastermind.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of Dumbledore,
that song goes real well with Dumbledore. Sorry, what?
You made him tumble.
Oh, I did. She's, yeah.
Threw my Lego.
He's too far away.
Stuffed animal Dumbledore.
Lego Dumbledore.
What if I told you I'm a mastermind?
You're close to my chest piece.
And now you're mine. All right.
I offer you a mandrake in these dry times.
It's a pretty cute mandrake.
It's actually adorable.
So now we are officially in a vision slash this is actually happening, but
real time life.
Yeah. Give it to me, Grigorovich. And this.
Give it to me, baby. Uh-huh. Give it to me, Greggy.
Oh, no.
Greggy!
Stop it! I cannot.
Old Greg.
Old Greg. So in this vision, Harry is Voldemort, and the voice that Harry hears when he's speaking is Voldemort's, which has to be so trippy and gross. I would hate that so much. So the man, this is a quote from the book. The man at whom he was pointing was suspended upside down in midair, though there were no ropes holding him. Pause. They should have taken this and realized what they could have done at the end if they really wanted to have Voldemort. Why do we do that?
Because
Voldemort and Harry, like, fighting, they would have done invisible ropes instead of those stupid fabric ropes that they use on him at the end of the movie. I hate that part so much. I'm not going to stop talking about how bad that scene is.
What? They wanted him to be
Voldemort. You keep forgetting that it happened. There's like a scene at the end of Deathly Hallows when Harry and Voldemort are fighting, and Voldemort is like magically binding him with these ropes at, like, inside the castle. It's dumb.
Ugh.
Anyway.
I hate that.
He swung there, invisibly and eerily bound, his limbs wrapped about him, his terrified face on a level with Harry's, ruddy due to the blood that had rushed to his head.
A trussed-up Father Christmas.
Yep.
Sorry, that is like lives in my brain.
So, Gregorovich said that he doesn't have whatever.
I have it no more.
Yeah, whatever Voldemort's looking for.
That's what Jim Dale sounds like.
And he says it was stolen from him years ago.
Many years ago.
Many years ago. I just love Jim Dale. I just love Jim Dale.
I can't. I mean, I've listened to it how freaking many times this year.
Yes, thank you. Mia sent a gif of the part that I'm talking about. It's like it comes from his like robes or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, I hate it so much.
Disgusting. Ugh. Dislike.
So
I'm giving it a mad teeth.
This is more quote from the book. The hanging man's pupils were wide, dilated with fear, and they seemed to swell bigger and bigger until their blackness swallowed Harry whole. So that must be what happens when someone goes into your mind, because that is like, that is what happened. Voldemort is going into Gregorovich's mind to see if he's lying, basically, to make sure he's telling him the truth, that he really doesn't have it anymore.
So,
yep. And now Harry was hurrying along a dark corridor in stout little Gregorovich's wake as he held a lantern aloft. Gregorovich burst into the room at the end of the passage, and his lantern illuminated what looked like a workshop. Wood shavings and gold gleamed in the swimming pool of light. And there on the window ledge sat, perched like a giant bird, a young man with golden hair. In the split second that the lantern's light illuminated him, Harry saw the delight upon his handsome face. Then the intruder shot a stunning spell from his wand and jumped neatly backward out the window with a crow of laughter. So he was not lying. Someone did steal it.
And he must have been thinking about that in the moment, because when Voldemort goes into his mind, it's almost like going into a pensieve.
Yeah.
But
you're gonna
he's
see
currently the, thinking about
the
it.
The first thing that they're thinking about.
Yeah.
But who was it? But Harry doesn't know who that is, and Voldemort greenlights him, Gregorovich, because he comes out of his mind, and that's when Harry sees a burst of green light.
Why does he got a green light, everybody? Dude wasn't because even lying.
He didn't have time.
He's useless to him.
Yeah, done. Donezo. I saw the truth. You don't have it. This bro took it. Now I'm after
this
bro.
So now
I
need to find this bro.
The merry-faced thief, hence the title. The
thief. Sounds like Santa Claus or something.
Well, he did call him a trussed-up Father Christmas. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Jinx, you owe me a Summit Cola. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Jinx, you owe me a Summit Cola. Jinx, you owe me.
Dang it! Oh! I had to breathe!
There is no time for breathing when it comes to Jinx.
I need to learn how to circular breathe like I used to in band.
Oh my gosh. I didn't have to do that whenever I did clarinet. I don't think that's a thing you do with clarinet, is it?
Mediocre clarinet player.
Mediocre.
Mediocre.
Was that SpongeBob?
Yes. Yeah.
I knew it.
Hello, Swishers. I started taking Hormone Harmony because I was feeling a little bit down and off and experiencing some bad sleep quality. Also having cravings and bloating, but now it's easier to manage PMS with Hormone Harmony. It helps to support hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, and it also improves sleep quality and occasional bloating and gas. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SWISH at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWISH for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So Harry hears, Harry, it's Hermione.
Harry,
and Harry, Hermione. Oh my God, Hermione was watching him. He had passed out against the side of the tent, and he told her that it was a dream, like a big fat liar.
That's like almost the same as him being in the bathroom at Grimald Place and being like, I'll be out. I'm pooping. She's like, I got your toothbrush.
It's almost like someone trying to tell you that a Gala apple is good.
Okay, Gala apples are good.
No, I'm sorry. A Red Delicious is what I meant. Thank
you. Jeez. It's almost like Meg saying she never schemes.
I never scheme. Gosh. I would never.
Ma'am.
Psh, whatever.
Lies you tell.
I hope Harry doesn't think he's actually being slick here. Because, like, he's not at
he
all.
Can't. Nah. He has to know that Hermione knows.
I was dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hermione knows it was a scar. Especially yeah. just from the look on his face. Mm-hmm. She almost says Voldemort's name, and Ron's like, hey! Don't do that.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if they got caught right now?
Oh, my God.
It would have been horrible.
Yeah.
They are so vulnerable right now.
Do you think Harry and Hermione are, like, talking loudly? Or do you think Ron's just always up their butt trying to eavesdrop?
I don't know. I never thought about it. Well, one. Ron I feel like they're all right there.
Yeah. Well, I think Ron is just
he also
on
might,
edge.
Exactly. He might yeah. be, I mean, later on he gets a little jelly belly, but he's not wearing the Horcrux right now. But, yeah,
no,
he's
but he
not,
still has those
but
feelings.
He's
yeah.
still very he's much out of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
And not only that, but, like, hit, being out of his comfort zone started with him being splinched.
Yeah.
Just not.
It she
just,
also yelled Harry's name.
Yeah.
True.
So he's going to
be like,
I guess
he would be listening.
What?
Yeah. Fair. So Hermione tries to argue about Harry if you just learn to apply occlumency.
Mm-mm.
But okay. he doesn't feel like being told off.
I'm going to say this, and hopefully I don't have it later on for the notes. My theory is that whether or not Harry learned how to use occlumency, like, well, like, if he learned how to do it, I don't think it would have mattered with Voldemort. Nope. Because what he's doing right now is not legilimens with him and occlumency with Voldemort. It's all, here we are, get your bingo cards ready. It's the Horcrux.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't have mattered whether he learned how to do it or not, because that was never what the issue was. You were putting a Band-Aid on the wrong wound.
Yep. Agreed.
And it feels almost as if it was like Dumbledore had to have known that, do we think? Or is he just biding his time, keeping Harry busy, keeping Harry out of trouble?
Maybe he was just hopeful that it would help.
Or this is a good skill to have. Maybe yeah. you could do this. Why are we putting him with Snape, though?
Because if Harry does get captured, then there's maybe somewhat of a chance that he can block something.
Yeah.
That probably was the thought process. But I don't think that Dumbledore would be so naive to think that it would actually fix this whole problem.
Yeah. So it's not occlumency that we need. It's something that we don't know what we need because there's never been this situation before with person making a Horcrux, person as someone's Horcrux. You know what I mean? Nagini is a bit different because, I mean, at the end of the day, she turned into an animal, right? Yeah. So, like, Harry is kind of one of a kind. Do you know what I mean? So this is unknown magical territory.
Yeah.
We talk about Dumbledore setting him up with Snape, and that we've talked about this thanks to Lori. Like, that puts Snape in such danger.
So Katie T. Egg says, but what about when he is able to shut him out? Hold on, it scrolled. Shut him out later after Dobby dies. That's still not legilimens and occlumency. There has to be that eye contact connection going on. So whatever Harry is doing is a skill that he himself learned how to do, and it's a one of a kind thing. Because
yeah, it's got to be.
It's not legilimens. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Looking up. Don't ask.
Okay.
Meg, how's your emotional support, Mandrake?
How do we feel all about this?
I totally agree.
Okay.
100%. Yeah. Makes sense.
What do you think?
I mean, everything with Harry is like, you know, we don't know.
It's unknown.
This has not happened
before. It's unknown territory.
Yeah.
I agree.
Do you agree with Meaty Bits?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were talking about how I was petting the mandrake in Discord. So I was very focused on finding a GIF about petting, and it gave me some very interesting options.
Yes, I saw your screen.
He's so soft.
Okay.
You need a name for him.
I know. And I like playing with his little roots.
I was going to say Drake, but no. Don't do that.
I call him Manny.
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 Manny the mandrake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Harry doesn't feel like getting told off right now. He tries to start telling Hermione what he saw because it's pretty important, but she's prickly. Hey, I put that in there without even like knowing.
I love you.
Prickly.
Check that out. Yeah.
Prickly.
And she's like, I'd better take over watch if you're so tired that you're falling asleep. And he's like, I can finish the watch. And she said, no, you're obviously exhausted. Go and lie down. Like, Hermione, can you calm down a little bit?
You need to calm down.
Being too loud.
Yeah.
I think she feels like she's punishing Harry in a way. And I feel bad because we just talked about it. Like, I don't think Harry can control this. Or at least he doesn't know now how to control it, you know?
Yeah.
So Harry's mad. He doesn't want to fight. So he goes and lays down on the top bunk. And after a few moments, Ron whispers to him, what's you know who doing? Because we already know that he's on Harry's side about this. Because back at Grimmauld Place, he's like, Hermione, leave him alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does. It is a little useful at times.
It is.
I would use it.
Yeah.
And he acknowledges that he uses it, you know?
Well, like having a first, like, because this happens, Harry gets to the end goal. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He sees where the so other many Horcrux times. Is. And he sees where the last Horcrux is. Well, not exactly where it is, but he knows it's at Hogwarts. He can track Voldemort going and checking on the other ones that he's already taken care of. So, like,
is Harry a tracker like James in Twilight?
Is it James in that?
Yeah, there is. The first one.
He's not cool.
No.
He's sick.
He dies.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Book one. Rip him apart and burn the pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. We're going to make him one Jame.
He doesn't deserve it. He doesn't get the S. I love that. Oh, my God. Okay, so Harry fills him in. Here's what we know. How is Grigorovich supposed to make Voldemort a new wand if he's tied up?
Ah.
Voldemort said nothing about Harry's wand, the twin cores, nothing about needing a new and more powerful wand. We know why, but Harry has no idea at this point. And Harry knows that Voldemort wants something from Gregorovitch. I'm tired of typing that out, so I started typing Greg. But Greg said...
That's why you called him Greg.
Greg said it was stolen from him, whatever this thing was. So he tells Harry... Hold on.
Yep. It is a lot to type.
Did I do this later, too? I feel like I abbreviated something in a future episode, and I can't wait to see what I did.
Right? So he tells him about the young man he saw, the merry-faced thief.
Yes.
And he knows he's seen it before, but he can't remember. If you can't remember, it's in The Life and Lies of Albus Dumbledore. There's a picture of young Dumble and young Grindelwald. That's where you saw him.
That may have been what I did. I may have shortened Grindelwald.
Grindy?
To Grin?
I don't know.
Wait, did you call him Gel?
Gellert? Surely not.
Gellert.
Gelly?
Gelly! Oh my god, I like that. I'm calling him that.
Gelly.
Gelly.
Gelly Grindy. Oh so god. Ron asks Harry.
The way you're holding it.
Yeah, for real.
He's so soft.
Oh, I want my cube.
Well,
where is it? I don't know. Finish the episode.
Okay.
In that bag.
Ron asks Harry if he thinks Voldemort is after something else to turn it into a Horcrux. Maybe he doesn't know how far he's pushed his soul to the limit, like Hermione said. He'd been sure that Voldemort had been looking for a way around the problem of the twin cores. Sure that Voldemort was looking for a solution from this wand maker, Gregorovitch. And yet, he green-lighted him without asking him question about wand lore.
Yep.
So what was Voldemort trying to find? Why, with the Ministry of Magic and the Wizarding World at his feet, was he far away and on this pursuit of this stolen object? So he's thinking, oh, this blonde-haired youths.
Youths.
Youths. Two youths.
Thinking about his face, it was merry and wild, and he describes it as like a Fred and George-ish air of trickery, like triumphant trickery about him. Mm-hmm.
Is that supposed to make us be like, oh, he's not half bad?
Probably. Probably.
You know what I mean?
Probs.
But he's like, you know, a real big bad.
Hold on. The stage went out again.
What?
What the heck?
It's glitching. It's probably got to do with some stupid update.
It updated whenever I started.
No, it's probably got to do another one because it glitched with whatever update they did. And we were yeeted. That's the episode title. Yeet and yote.
So Gregorovitch is no more. So Harry is thinking it's the thief who's in danger now, right? So somehow, with all of this on his mind, and Ron snoring, he falls asleep. I feel like it'd be easier to fall asleep with the stress than Ron snores. I just feel like he's a very loud, snory person.
True.
That's it.
That's all she wrote?
Lightning bolt round me.
Okay. Dusty Fur, what do you think Creature's reaction was to the trio not coming back? Angry? Hurt? Worried?
Worried.
I think he would have been worried, too.
He had to have known they were planning stuff. Yeah. He saw them, like, drawing maps.
Yeah, he knows the plan. That's why Harry was so worried he was going to talk. But right. He's a changed elf. Yeah, I think he would be worried.
Yeah.
Gil, this is a hard question.
Oh, no.
What is your favorite foreshadowing moment from Deathly Hallows or from the book?
Oh.
All of them, because every time I read them, it's a surprise again. I'm a goldfish.
Oh, I don't know.
That's hard.
It is hard.
Maybe we can think about this and actually, like, do a little bonus episode on it later on.
Somebody write that down. Mia.
Mia, can you add that to the list,
please? Mia.
Mia. Please add it to our list.
My brain can't. Gil, I'm sorry. I want to really think and give that a good answer.
Yeah, it deserves a good answer. And I think actually it deserves a whole episode.
Please stop saying
I won't like say that. It.
What if I said Maya?
Katie.
Catherine. I'm sorry. She's not going to write it down now.
Mac Energy.
What up?
Says, what was Dumbledore's pet name for Grindelwald?
Waldy.
Waldy?
Yeah.
You play Where's Waldy?
Oh my god. Claudia Grindy. Says Grindy Poo.
Grindy Poo.
Grindy. Schnookums, perhaps?
Oh my gosh.
My Little Lemon Drop.
Oh my.
He does love lemon god. Drops.
Oh my god.
What?
I know my boy.
Little Lemon Drop.
My Little Lemon Drop.
All right, Discord discourse. Mac energy again. Bingo cards remind me of being in school when teachers would give you quizzes to take during the movie to make sure you're paying attention.
It did seem unfair. I'm sorry, we give you homework.
Sorry. And Dusty First says, no mushrooms unless it's shrooms.
What does that mean?
Fan story time.
Do it. Hold on, I'm typing a note.
A note?
For myself. Well, for us, but.
What'd you do?
Nothing. It's a good thing.
What are you doing?
Okay. Fan story.
Do it, do it.
This comes from Sophia from March of 2022, which feels like forever ago. Hi, my name is Sophia. I DM'd my original story, but I thought I'd email it just in case. Good
That's
call,
a good
Sophia.
Idea.
Good call.
Because we only pull stories from email.
And email. If you have DM'd it to us, go ahead and email us and tell us that, and then... Yeah.
Or you could just copy and paste it into an email.
Yeah.
Correct, Amungo.
Yep.
Amungo?
Amungo.
It's Amundo.
It is?
It sure is.
Correct
Amundo.
Correct Amundo?
Yes!
Correct Amundo? Isn't it Amundo?
Mundo.
I like Mungo.
Mundo?
Correct Amundo.
Correct Amundo. Correct Amungo.
It's not go, I'll tell you that.
Correct Amungo.
Okay, cheapskate.
Whatever.
Gooses and geese. Yeah, okay, whatever. Well, what is it?
I guess it's Mundo.
It's not Mundo.
I don't know. How do you, what even is it?
I don't know. It's a 90s saying.
I think we're all right.
It's Mundo.
Did you Google it?
It was. Oh my gosh, it was from Fonzie.
You're a Mundo.
The Fonz. Can we get it? Do you think they'll say it for me? Hold on. Oh, a lot of people say it. Samuel L. Jackson's in here. Good Burger.
Welcome to Good Burger. Home of the Good
we
Burger.
We have multiple people saying it's Mundo.
It's not freaking Mundo. Australian.
Three
Hold
people
on.
Now said Moon.
Well, three people can be wrong with each other.
Kara said it's both.
That's Australian. I'm not going to do that. Where's the American hillbilly one? That's mine.
I think that mine is correct.
It's not go.
It is.
Mundo.
Mundo.
It's.
Moon?
Correct Amungo.
Not moon, McKenna.
Oh, you guys lost.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. Back to you. I was about 7
dang
years old when I discovered Harry Potter. At this time, I was going through a lot at home. This might be too personal, but it's a big part of my story. I discovered it when I was at school and was put in timeout in the corner of the library. I was reading the labels, and at the time, I had a crush on this kid named Harry in my class, so when I saw a book, I picked it up out of curiosity.
Oh my god.
Saw the book. I might have accidentally taken the book home with me and finished it that same night. I what? Still have that book to this day.
Oh my
That's
god.
Amazing.
Harry Potter began to become an escape for my life. At the time, my father was dealing with, trigger warning here.
Okay.
For addiction.
Okay.
At the time, my father was dealing with addiction and my mother and him were in a toxic, another trigger warning, and abusive relationship. I'm also a middle child, so that comes with its own emotions. Every time I opened a page, I felt like I left my world and entered the wizarding world. I would take my Harry Potter wand and sit in the dark closet, thinking if I truly believed, then I would become magical.
Mm.
To this day, as a 22-year-old woman, I still do this. Another trigger warning for loss. When I lost my father 2 years ago, all I could do was cry and watch the movies. I literally have Harry Potter on my TV at least once a day. I constantly get emotional thinking about Harry Potter. I'm actually getting emotional now.
My mom used to joke with me and say that I would get over it as I got older, but the books and movies will always be an escape for me, whether I'm feeling stressed, sad, or happy. Hogwarts is my home. Hashtag Gryffindors are the best.
Yeah, we are!
Absolutely love your podcast. I've never been able to talk to anyone in this much depth about Harry Potter, so your podcast makes me feel like I'm a part of the conversation.
You totally are.
Hogwarts House, Gryffindor.
Yeah!
Ilvermorny House, Wampus.
Can't remember, but yeah!
Wand, large wood, phoenix cord, 12 and a quarter inches, rigid flexibility.
That is a large wand.
That is a large wand. It's like a ruler. That's not that large.
For a wand?
Yeah, you know, like you ever like held a ruler in
school? Hagrid's is 14.
That's true.
Isn't it?
I think so. I don't, maybe it's 16. Anyway, Patronus, a black swan.
That's pretty cool.
That's so beautiful.
Favorite character? Severus Snape.
Ooh, a Snape lover like Megan.
Thank you so much, Sophia.
Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you, Sophia.
I'm sorry for the loss of your dad.
Yes. But I am, I hope that eventually, or now, because this was a while ago, that you are able to feel happiness when you remember him with Potter. But I know that stuff never goes away. So I'm glad you also have it as an escape, though. Like you said, whether you're stressed, sad, or happy,
yeah,
Hogwarts is your home. I understand that.
Hagrid is 16.
I was right.
To John McKenna and Catherine.
Yeah, that's right. Who wants a joke?
Me.
Why isn't Fluffy a good dancer?
I don't know, Katie. Why?
Because he has two left feet.
Oh.
It actually doesn't make sense.
No, he does. His front and back.
Yeah, but all dogs have two left feet. Yeah, back feet aren't
the same as front feet.
All dogs have two left feet.
You're not
wrong. This book is trash.
Okay. It's not.
But now that I've gotten through all the good jokes, do you want me to tell the joke that I told to you guys earlier?
You picked that joke.
Well, because I thought it was funny and then I thought about it. It's not funny.
It's a lot. It's logical. What happened when the toilet paper crossed a road? It got stuck in a quick. Like a booty quack.
That's James's joke. There's a joke in here that said, what do wizards do first thing in the morning? They wake up.
They wake up. Just like me and you. We're all the same.
Anyway, I'm done telling awful jokes.
If you'd like to follow your hosts on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family. And Tiffany is on Instagram and sometimes TikTok at TiffSwish_flick. Did we get a bingo?
I don't think we did.
Think so.
You guys stink.
What damn house cup standings?
Tiffany!
I'm joking!
Joking!
I think that today should be the last day.
Of what?
Of the house cup.
Isn't it?
Tomorrow, technically.
Tomorrow. So.
Yeah, but Ravenclaw's in first, Gryffindor's in second, Hufflepuff's in third, and Slytherin's in fourth.
Congratulations. All
right. What's that? Oh, that's a SpongeBob reference. He says something, my friend's in there. Congratulations.
What does that one guy say? Oh, brother. You stink. Was that what he says?
Oh, my God. What does he say?
Ooh, you stink.
So funny. This guy stinks.
Oh, brother.
Brother, this guy stinks.
Whenever there's chaos, there's always one fish in the background that's like, my leg. Every time.
Oh, they don't got no legs. Oh, all right. What's this for?
Yeetin' and Yotin.
Yeet.
Oh my god.
Yeetin', Yotin', and Manny
and
the
Manny
Mandrake.
The Mandrake.
From the Screaming Roots.
Wouldn't it be like ee?
Or a wah.
A wah.
That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Screaming Roots.
Chocolate, my boys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.